Des Moines Drip. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
A little bit earlier in the show, we were talking about throwing things. And what was the stat again?
Well, Kurt got into it about octopuses.
Yes,
apparently,
female octopuses
will throw things at the male octopus if they're, you know, coming around and being irritating. And
annoying them. Yeah, irritating them. And they'll throw a shell or maybe some silt off the bottom of the ocean floor there.
I had just asked if you guys had ever had anything thrown at you.
Yeah. So we were also wondering about you. You a thrower? You got a throwing story, 280-1025. Kim and Granger does. All right, Kim, what happened?
Good morning, you guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right, so you got a couple of throwing things stories. What happened?
Yeah, so I guess I'm a bit of a thrower. I was.
Okay.
One time when I was sick, my husband went to get us food. Well, my boyfriend at the time, my husband now, went to get us food from McDonald's, and they screwed up my order, and I was real mad about it. And he was did not have any sympathy for me and was making fun of me. And I was really ticked off at him. And I picked up the sandwich and I just threw it at him. and it hit the wall and I, stomped off in my adolescence rage, I guess we'll say. And he picked up the sandwich and he put it in a Ziploc bag and he labeled it and then put it in the freezer. And I think I found it about 3 months later. And I was like, what is this? And he goes, you remember that night you threw the sandwich at me? And I was like, you kept it? Why did you keep this?
That's awesome.
And so that was the first time that I did it. Uh-huh. And then the second time, surprisingly, he still married me. The second time, he and I were moving some stuff around while someone was moving in with us. And we were arguing about where to put something. And he just was not listening to me the way I wanted him to. And so I was holding a book and I just picked it up, just threw it at him. And he just kind of stood there and stared at me, and I realized which book I had just thrown at him, which was Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Women. The irony of that.
I mean, you're not perfect.
Well, not even close. No, he'll be the first to tell you.
Well, look, you had just gotten the book.
Right.
I had not read it, in fairness.
That's great, Kim. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
Remember, double-check any statements made by Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Is anybody else hearing this?
Okay.
On Star 102.5.